The Victorian Bride, 1837 to 1901. I really enjoyed creating this display of dresses and veils, as it gave me an opportunity to show how fashions changed in the Victorian era. And though all the dresses are white, to include some different materials and decorative techniques. I'm going to describe two of my favourite dresses. The first was worn in 1865 by Penelope Clay, a 38-year-old bride who married a landowner. The most striking aspect of her costume is the deep lace flounce decorating her skirt and her equally spectacular veil. The crisp floral patterned lace is shown off to perfection by the butter-soft, slightly creamy silk satin from which the bride's dress is made. The cut of the dress is typical of the mid-1860s, with a tight-fitting bodice and full skirt which curves away to the back. The skirt would have been supported by a springy cage crinoline made from steel, and it is tempting to imagine how attractive and moving the bride would have looked as she swayed gently down the aisle in a cloud of lace. My other choice is far more glamorous and luxurious. This is a dress designed by Charles James Worth for Clara Matthews, a young American who married in London in 1880. Worth, though English by birth and training, was the leading dressmaker in Paris in the 1880s. His clothes were extremely expensive and he had an international clientele. Clara's ivory silk satin outfit consists of a tailored jacket bodice and skirt with a long train falling from the waist. The austere simplicity of the jacket, whose only decoration is a fringe of artificial pearls around the petal-shaped hem, contrasts with the skirt, which is lavishly beaded with floral sprays and three-dimensional bell flowers, and finished with rows and rows of fringe. Again, it's tempting to think of the bride in movement and how the delicate fringes must have shimmered and rippled almost imperceptibly, catching the eye and drawing attention to the bride.